Myers, makers of Sal Hepatica for the smile of health and True Shave Easy Forehand Lotion, presents Wednesday with You, starring Nora Martin, Fred Martell, Leonard Soot, his orchestra, and yours truly, Harry Bonzell.
Say, Leonard, come here. I just got an extremely confidential message from Eddie Cantor.
Western Union telegram or long-distance phone?
A penny postcard.
Huh?
You want... Cantor has no expensive secrets.
He just wanted to tell us to start closing up the lodge now and get back to Hollywood in time for his first broadcast.
Gee, September 26th.
Yeah.
Hey, that'll begin your 19th year on the air.
Not so loud, not so loud.
Say, Harry, how did you get to be such a great announcer?
Oh, well, kid, it was hard work. I had to begin with small bits, you know. Fred Allen gave me a bit to get started, and Eddie Cantor gave me a bit to get started.
And then?
I took the two bits and got started. All was worth it, though. Look at me now, Leonard. A bump.
Oh, that's a... Gosh, I'd like to be a bump. An announcer like you.
What creature?
Well, there's nothing to it, kid. Now, just take my advice. Listen, we're back on the air September 26th, right?
Yeah.
Get a good book and practice reading lines every day for the next 14 days, and before you know it...
Yes?
2 weeks will have gone by. No, really, those things take time, Leonard. After all, radio itself is only 25 years old, you know. But now that the war is over, you're going to see some great developments.
You are?
Yes, sir. This season is going to see one of the most sensational innovations since Marconi invented the wireless.
Really?
Absolutely. It'll be astounding. Very soon, Leonard, and for the first time...
Yes?
A civilian will be admitted to a Bob Hope broadcast.
Yes!
Martell brings a new voice to an old favorite, You Came Along.
You came along from out of nowhere. You took my heart and found it free. Wonderful dreams, wonderful schemes from north. has a flower for me. If you should go back to your nowhere, leaving me with a memory, I'll always wait for your return out of nowhere, hoping you'll bring your love to me.
What on earth are you doing there in the garage?
Fixing the car up for our return trip. I'm tinkering with the motor.
Yeah, well, from the sound of things, you're the world's noisiest tinker. Tinker it is, I said. But keep right on working, Kitchy. I can't wait to get back to Hollywood. Radio, the studios, pictures. You know, I'm considered the best lover in the movies.
By whom?
By the girls I take to the movies. Oh, that Paramount balcony, huh, fellas?
Yeah.
No, really. I'd like to be behind the wheel of that car driving home right now.
Oh, no, Harry. On the way home, I'm driving.
No, what's the idea of that? I drove all the way up here, didn't I?
Sure, but take a look at this license plate on the front of the car.
What's the matter with the license plate?
It's from Pennsylvania.
Hey.
Well, 3 cheers for Rhode Island.
Well, wait a minute. How did a Pennsylvania license plate get on there? Well,
remember when that car in front of us came to a red light and stopped?
Yeah.
Well, you didn't.
I see. Well, Freddie, Leonard.
Call me Joe.
I didn't recognize you for a minute. You know that fella that did that? That man was a very reckless driver.
Oh, he was not.
He wasn't?
No.
He didn't signal for a stop.
No, he did too.
He did? Yeah. He stopped very suddenly.
He did not.
He didn't?
No.
Well, anyway, what's a Pennsylvania car doing in California anyway? I'll sue that guy. He can't.
Oh, you haven't even got his name.
Well, I got his license plate.
you just can't drive a car, Harry.
Now, why do you say on account of one peachy-weenchy little accident? You make us...
Oh, yeah? What about the poor pedestrian you hit? You didn't even see him.
Didn't see him?
No.
Oh, I got him, didn't I?
Well, you're kidding, and I'm not, Harry.
Leonard, listen. I think you're afraid to have me drive the car.
Oh, perish forbid. Me, scared.
Yeah, you are. Don't laugh. You are. Yeah. You haven't got any courage at all.
Oh, I've got courage. There's only one other thing I need.
What is that?
Insurance.
Yeah. Gee, that was pretty, but it's a little short. Hey, Leonard, where have you been? I've been looking all over for you.
Well, I bought an insurance policy.
So quick?
Yeah.
Already you bought one? Really?
Yeah.
Gee, I hope you didn't make a mistake. Did you buy this insurance from a reputable concern?
Certainly. Do you think I'm a dope?
No, no. Ladies and gentlemen, the opinion just expressed need not necessarily represent your own. With me, it's a living. I have it.
Oh, Harry, I bought that policy from a very high-class organization.
You did?
Yeah.
What is the name of this high-class organization?
The You Should Live So Long Life Insurance Company. Limited.
Yes. Kid, you have just had your first accident.
What do you mean, Harry?
You've blown your top and fractured your back roll. You notice I had all the letters there, but you made the wrong word. You want me to try it again? You say,
yeah. What do you mean, Harry?
I say you blow your top and fractured your back roll.
Yeah.
Not funny that way. But the whole thing serves you right, Leonard, buying things without investigating. It's not
funny. But that salesman gave me such a smooth feel.
Oh, of course. Smooth salesman. Well, believe me, he'd never sell me anything I didn't want to buy.
Oh, no?
Yeah.
We'll see. He's coming over here.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh.
And wait till you hear him. What a line. When he talks to you, you're bound to weaken.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Cracker Jack salesman.
Well, Cracker Jack I'll buy. Might get a prize. No. Listen, Leonard, you should have come to me for advice about this thing.
Gee, Harry, I guess you're right. I always listen to your advice.
You do?
Oh, yes. You make so much sense.
I do? I do. Yes, I do.
Yeah. Well, Harry, you're such a great help also.
Oh, but listen, kid. Now, listen, just between you and me and the radio audience, it's really Sal Hepatica that's of the great help. Particularly on those mornings when you wake up feeling sick and headachy due to the need of a laxative. For then Sal Hepatica brings quick, gentle relief, usually within an hour. And that means you don't have to risk feeling miserable all day waiting until night to take a laxative. And besides this quick, gentle relief, Sal Hepatica gives you the additional advantage of helping to sweeten an upset stomach by helping to reduce excess gastric acidity. So why not get a bottle of Sal Hepatica and keep it handy, remembering this caution used only as directed. Then, whenever you need a laxative, see how much faster you feel better, thanks to gentle, speedy Sal Hepatica.
My company's famous slogan. Mm-hmm. Your insurance claims you're glad to pay. You can get your money that very same day. But you have to work fast or you'll get away on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. Zoot. Now, Mr. Bonzel, I represent...
Yeah, I know. You represent the you should live so long as it takes you to clear out of your life insurance company.
Ah, my reputation precedes me. Mm-hmm. My card, W.C. Meadows. I suppose you also know what the WC stands for?
Yes, I do. Who cares?
Now, you say you want to buy our insurance.
Now, who said
don't
anything
rush
about...
me, Bud. Got my policies right here somewhere. Wait till I open up McKeister.
McKeister. Look, Meadows, you're in the wrong pasture.
Huh?
I think I made it funny there. Well, listen now. Just because you sold that fake insurance to Leonard Seuss, don't think you can talk me into it.
Pal, we insure you against anything. Last month, a man had a fixation. He was turning into a horse. So we insured him against it.
Oh, fine. Well, that sounds just like that phony outfit of yours. There was no risk involved there. Your company had a sure thing.
It did, huh? Yesterday came in first at Hollywood Park.
Yeah, well, I'll bet he paid more than your company did.
Don't say that. Listen to Clause 12.
Already said it.
Well, don't say it again. Listen, if you lose your sense of smell, taste, hearing, and you suffer with an itching back, just call at our office within 30 days.
Yes?
And we'll scratch it for you.
Isn't that awful? Look, Bud, are you insured?
Never used the stuff.
Oh.
But my friend, there are many accidents around the house. You might fall while climbing a ladder.
I never climb ladders.
Might get a shock while repairing a lamp.
I never repair lamps.
You might slip while getting out of a bathtub. Now play around with that one, my friend.
Listen, Mr. Meadows, with it all, and in all sincerity, I can say that what I lack for you in respect, I more than make up for in disgust.
Am I to believe that I've outworn me welcome?
Yeah, now start wearing out your shoes, but they went that away.
I go for the nun, but I will return. To remind you of our service, here's our company's slogan. We pay all our claims prompt and fast. Just wire our president at Alcatraz.
Yeah.
Zone 59.
Taken lock and stock.
Harry, that's lock, stock, and barrel.
No, the barrel he left you. You're going to need it. He got nowhere with me, though. I got rid of him. You got rid of him. Look, lock that door, Leonard, and keep it locked.
Okay, Harry.
There, that'll keep him out. Now, don't lock it, Leonard. Don't unlock it. Leave it locked. Don't let that guy in. You again.
A long while to find through.
It certainly did. Must have been a small hole.
Yes, why?
You lead a rather large one, I see.
Well, you know our slogan, nothing can stop us on heaven and earth till we wind up at Leavenworth, zone 59.
Same zone. Yes. Look, now listen, I told you that I don't want any of your phony companies insured.
Well, if I can't sell you any, how about insuring the lodge?
Oh, give the guy a break, Harry. He may have something. Leonard?
you may.
Well, all right, but I'll hate myself for this in the morning. Look, now suppose I did insure the lodge and it burned down tonight. How much would I get?
I only sell the insurance. The judge passes the sentence.
Now, there's a fine remark, I thought. Listen, if you were half a man, I'd take you out and horse with you.
Why, I'm twice your size.
That's what I mean. If you were half a man, I'd whip you.
Harry, won't you at least let him try to sell you a policy?
Listen, Leonard, now stop it. I won't buy a thing. Such a phony company he's got. Look, who are the officers of your outfit?
Well, it's Frank Johnson, James Johnson, Bob Johnson, John Johnson, and Max Bush.
Max Bush?
Yeah.
How did he get to be an officer of the company?
Bought one of our insurance policies.
Oh, that's ridiculous. You can't tell me that you can become an officer of the company just by buying a policy.
Oh, no? Meet our latest vice president.
Who?
Leonard Seuss.
No. Well, congratulations, kid. That's a very promising career there, as long as you keep up your premiums.
Vice president.
Vice president, well.
Yes, vice president. Say, Mr. Von Zell.
Yeah?
I wouldn't like the new vice president to hear this, but our executive chair is vacant at the moment.
Oh? Why, what's the president doing?
10 to 20 at Alcatraz.
That the same zone number?
What, the faculty for detail?
Yeah, well, I like to know.
Yes. Why, Mr. Von Zell, your presidential timber.
Don't let the vice president hear you. He's
yes. Well, there's one little routine question I must ask. How old are you?
Oh, well, I'm just 25.
25. 25, he says. One.
What's my... Here, now stop counting my teeth. What am I, a horse? Leonard, come over here and tell this guy how old am I.
Well, Harry, you told me you're 25. What's more, I believe you are 25.
Thank you, Leonard. You are a very nice boy.
Oh, Harry, please don't call me boy. I'm a man. I'm 18, going on 22.
All right. Wait a minute. What happened to 19, 20, and 21?
Did I ask you what happened to 30, 35, and 40?
Are you...
Mr. Von Zell?
Yes?
I'm not finished.
Oh, well,
I am. I'm afraid... Yes, you are. I'm afraid I'm going to have to give you a medical examination.
A medical examination?
Yes.
You?
Yes.
What do you mean? You're not a licensed doctor. Your company only sells insurance.
Not my company. They sell diplomas, too.
Oh, no.
I told my lucky star the wish that I made, and every time so far he's come to my aid. It may not be today, it may not be tonight, but I'm sure it will be all right. And maybe by tomorrow, if I wish with all my might, I might have the wish I wish tonight. And maybe by tomorrow, if I wish with all my might, I might have the wish I wish.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
Really. Did you ever think of having that lovely voice of yours insured?
No, I haven't, Harry. Why?
Well, 25 years ago, Eddie Cantor had his voice insured, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's been collecting ever since.
Well, as a matter of fact, Harry, the only insurance I carry is with Bristol Myers.
Well,
Bristol Myers?
Mm-hmm.
That's our sponsor.
Yes, Harry. And through them, I've insured my hand.
Oh, but what kind of insurance covers your hand?
Touché, Natch.
Natch, Natch. Touché, of course. I should have known that, Nora, because Touché, the before hand lotion, is the really new idea in hand lotion. A lotion worth getting hep to because Touché is designed to help guard your hands and so help keep them soft and smooth. You use Touché before you do dishes or tub undies because Touché will help guard your hands even in hot, soapy water. Of course, you can use Touché as you use any other hand lotion, but Touché gives you the added plus of beforehand protection.
You'll find creamy, fragrant Touché really different. Really helpful for rough legs, knees, and elbows, as well as hands. So why don't you begin today to use Touché? Here's our Vice President, Leonard Suit, the young man with the horn.
Salesman Harry?
Yeah, the insurance says, oh, he left the lodge 10 minutes ago, Leonard.
Oh, what a jerk I was to fall for his promise.
Oh, now, don't call yourself a jerk, kid.
Yeah. Well, to think that I was dumb enough to believe that just by buying a policy I could become a vice president.
Everybody makes mistakes, kid.
They do?
Sure, shake hands with the new president. Back next Wednesday. And in the meantime, don't forget the two products that make our Wednesdays with you possible. Sal Hepatica for the smile of health and Touché, the beforehand lotion. Sal Hepatica, Touché. This is Harry Bonsell reminding you, we'd love to spend each Wednesday with you. Hey, Mom, are you kind of tired from working all day? Your back ache, your muscles sore from working so hard? Well, listen, just send Junior down to the store for a jar of Minute Rub and get some fast relief. You see, Minute Rub is a modern, quick-acting rub that helps bring speedy relief to back aches and to tired, aching muscles. All you do is rub Minute Rub on briskly. In a minute, its counter-irritant and pain-relieving actions begin to help bring that soothing, welcome relief. And listen, here at last is a quick-acting rub that's also greaseless and stainless. This appears like vanishing cream, so Minute Rub will not harm clothes or linen.
Anytime you have muscular aches and pains caused by too much exercise, why not get quick relief the modern way? The greaseless, stainless Minute Rub way.